On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, I am well. How are you?
I'm very well. It's nice to chat to you. What's going on in Tinseltown?
Well, it was the Oscars on Sunday.
Aye.
Taika won, which was amazing.
I think it's definitely one of those moments where all of New Zealand decides to feel patriotic, which doesn't necessarily happen all the time because people get a bit weird about that stuff here, but everyone's like, oh yes, he's a good New Zealand boy, that one.
Yeah, the tall poppy syndrome hasn't quite kicked in on Taika yet. I'm sure it's not far away. But it is nice that he does bring us all together in that way, and we can all be very proud of him. So that was all good, but on to the next. I've been doing interviews this week for a new film version of The Invisible Man, which was shot in Australia, starring Elizabeth Moss, who's always very interesting to talk to. She did a great... Do you know Elizabeth Moss?
I've not really ever followed her very much, I have to say.
But you know who she is?
Yes, Mary Margaret's just gone, I love her.
Yeah, she's so pretty.
Yeah, most people kind of know her from The Handmaid's Tale and Mad Men, but she was great in Top of the Lake doing a New Zealand accent. Mm-hmm.
Good old
people. And all the OGs know her from Girl Interrupted.
Oh, that's right. I forgot she was in there.
Yeah.
And West Wing.
Yeah. Oh, wow. She really has been around for a while, eh?
Yeah, she was the president's daughter in West Wing.
That's right.
But she's cool, and the film is really interesting. It's kind of a horror film about gaslighting and abusive exes. You can imagine how an Invisible Man story would play into that.
Mm.
But out in cinemas this week in New Zealand is Clint Eastwood's new film, Richard Jewell, which is about the guy who got... named as a suspect in the Atlanta Olympics bombing, and no one ever sort of paid attention when he was cleared, and it kind of ruined his life, which is an interesting story, but it's hard to see Richard Jewell, the film, as separate from Clint's politics. The film has this kind of, it would like to see itself as sort of an anti-authoritarian streak, but it does actually... It's been controversial for erroneously suggesting that a journalist had sex with an FBI agent to get the story, a female journalist. And the film is kind of sunk without a trace. And it's sort of, if you know Clint and you know his politics, it's sort of hard to put those aside while watching Richard Jewell.
Did he come out swinging for Trump? Is that right? Or am I misremembering who did that?
He is not a vocal Trump supporter.
No, okay.
But take it back.
Sorry, Clint.
But I have a feeling he is a Trump supporter. He's just not a vocal Trump supporter.
Right, just quietly.
I did interviews for this. He did not participate. The film has not done well. I think it got sunk a little bit by the controversies around Clint infusing the story with his politics a bit. But it's an interesting story nonetheless. Also out this week is Sonic the Hedgehog film.
Very cool.
Which we've all been waiting for.
I've
not seen this, but I'm liking the idea of Jim Carrey going mental
again
on screen.
I was going to say, if anyone was going to be Sonic the Hedgehog, Jim Carrey's got to be the person, eh?
He's not playing Sonic the Hedgehog.
Well, no, the baddie, but, like, he's got to be the person to be, you know, within the realm of hyperactive video game turned into TV show, movie, rather, situation.
Yeah, he fits into that world quite well,
he's
I imagine.
He's got quite a spectacular moustache going on in all the promo shots I've seen of it so far.
Did you ever play these video games? Were you a bit too young for that?
I had a friend at primary school who had all of them, and sometimes we'd go and play at their house, but I never had it in my own home, so I sort of had to wait till I went round to a mate's place to be able to actually play it, but yes.
Yeah,
always been a fan.
Situation. But the moustache in the games was massive.
Yeah.
So he plays Dr. Robotnik, who's the bad guy, so yeah.
Very cool. We've also got a couple of New Zealand films sort of coming out. Have you seen much of The Legend of Baron Tor? Have you seen or read anything about it yet?
I'm eagerly anticipating it. I understand it's not out until next week, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was going to talk about that next week. All but right, no, I'm super excited for that. Kerry Wahier and Kyle McNaughton, the people, the husband and wife filmmaking team behind that, are heroes of mine. They've been doing amazing work with Vi and Waru. And I've always thought this should have been a action comedy set in amongst Auckland's Pacific Island community. And there's been a few films sort of dabbling in that area, but this is sort of a full-on balls to the wall looking. I mean, I haven't seen it. I'm super excited to see it. I've been wanting a film like this forever. So yeah, very excited for that.
Awesome. The other one that I was thinking of as well is the adaptation of Emma by Jane Austen, which Eleanor Catton has done the script for too, which has just, I think, come out in cinemas here.
Yeah, that's out this week in New Zealand. Anya Taylor-Joy from The Witch plays the title character in that. I thought she was going to become a bigger star after The Witch. She's been in a few other things. But she's amazing. She's got these giant eyes.
Yeah, and, she's quite striking, eh?
Yeah, she kind of looks like someone from The Dark Crystal, but a human.
Yeah, that's quite a good way of describing it, yeah.
She's a voice in the new Dark Crystal, in fact.
Oh, there we go, life imitating art.
Yeah, but I think she's going to break out soon. Yeah, I'm interested in that new version of Emma, especially with the Eleanor Catton connection. So, but I have not seen that yet either.
Well, I'll put it on my list. You can put it on your list, and we'll compare notes in the future, shall we, Fabian?
Splendid.
Hey, thank you so much. Lovely to chat to you again, and we'll talk to you this time next week.
Awesome. Speak to you then. Have a good one. See you
Cheers,
later.
Cheers, you too. Bye.
Bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
You certainly